This is Interesting People Reading Poetry.
You have a favorite poet, George?
I like Flatman.
A show where artists and changemakers read a favorite poem and talk about what it means to them.
Poetry, beauty, romance, love. These are what we stay alive for.
I'm Brendan Sturmer. Today's show, Cao Clea Yang reads a poem by Mai Der Vang. Yang is an acclaimed essayist and memoirist. She's the recipient of 2 Minnesota Book Awards. Mai Der Vang is a contemporary American poet. Her debut collection, Afterland, received the 2016 Walt Whitman Award from the Academy of American Poets. Later on, we'll check the Haiku Hotline for your poems about return.
My name is Ngo Kalia Ya, or Cao Kalia Yang. I'm a writer. My first book was the Late Homecomer Hmong Family Memoir. My second is The Song Poet. From Afterland, a book of poetry by Mai Der Vang, to the placenta of return. I buried you after your birth. For my son, I placed you near the central stake, not by the bed. Soldiers came one day to steal their offering of men. With baby, I ran to the forest. We hid beneath the clared shrubs, then his cries, and I pushed opium in his mouth. Now nothing, no sound. As I shake here in the arms of Aliana, whisper my crumbs into prayer. Birth coat, it won't be long before he reclothes. In the lit needlework of you, clean him, cover him, toward his way to find the old ones. Maido and I share the same culture. We are both products of the Hmong people, the same generation. I know that we both come from a war that killed 2/3 of our people, 1/3 during the War with the Americans, and then another 1/3 in the genocide of its aftermath. Many people put opium in the mouths of their children from the flight away from the Viet Congs. It's not singular. These stories are told again and again. One of my aunts, who's kind of she could be brash. She says to my cousin all the time, I'm so lucky that you didn't die because you turned out to be the most beautiful one. But I did stick some opium in your mouth because you were crying so loud. I didn't know what to do, but you didn't die. Every time she sees her daughter, she says this. But in that saying, I think for her, there's tremendous hope. That is it. She is the living miracle of everything that happened. For me, this poem is a mother's plea to her people and that history that has made them possible. So it is very much a conversation with the ancestors and perhaps an apology to the baby in her arms. I have 3 little ones, and when I read this poem, it's tremendously sad. It forces me to reckon with the horror of that war, the history that brings me here. That mothers who love their children as much as I do, that they were put in that position where they had to do that to protect the rest. Because we have to remember there was always the rest. Growing up, I've always known of the placenta. My placenta is buried in Bambinai refugee camp, a place that no longer exists. But I know that somewhere it's there. In the Hmong culture, we believe that babies, they live up high with the clouds. And from there, they can see the course of lives, right? Rivers, mountains, men and women walking without shoes. And we choose our lives. We choose the people that we're going to come down to. But the coming is tough. You can't just jump down. You need armor. And so that's what the placenta is. It's the original shirt that we wore from the heavens. And in our culture, we bury it so that it could be found again when our long road is through. My grandma taught me, as many Hmong children are taught, that when my time is done, I would journey back to the place where my placenta was buried, and it would be my armor to return to the skies. So this poem, To the Placenta of Return, for me is exquisitely real and true. It makes literature of my life. To the Placenta of Return. I buried you after your birth. For my son, I placed you near the central stake, not by the bed. Soldiers came one day to steal their offering of men. With baby, I ran to the forest. We hid beneath the clared shrubs, then his cries, and I pushed opium in his mouth. Now nothing, no sound. As I shake here in the arms of Aliana, whisper my crumbs into prayer. Birth coat, it won't be long before he reclothes. In the lit needlework of you, clean him, cover him, toward his way to find the old ones.
To the Placenta of Return by Maider Vang appears in the collection Afterland, published by Grey Wolf Press. Find a link to the book, as well as links to books by Cao Kalia Yang, at interestingpeoplereadingpoetry.com.
You've reached the Haiku Hotline by Interesting People Reading Poetry.
Welcome to the Haiku Hotline, the part of our show where we play a selection of short, original poems from our voicemail inbox. The theme for the hotline this week is return.
Please leave a poem after the beep.
This is Andrew from St. Louis, Missouri. Corn is harvested. Coupled sandhills strut and peck. Splash of red and brown.
My name is Lebo, and I'm from St. Paul. As the pink coneflowers fade and turn to brown, I see winter on the horizon, and far beyond, the warmth of spring.
Hey, this is Josh from Montevideo. Drives back mean new things. Memorizing fields and folds. This road ends too soon.
Thanks to everyone who submitted last week. If you had trouble understanding any of the voicemails, visit interestingpeoplereadingpoetry.com/hotline for a transcript. To submit a poem for next week's show, text it to 612-440-0643 or call and read it after the beep. The theme for the hotline next episode is perseverance, and the deadline is Friday at midnight. Interesting People Reading Poetry is an independent podcast, co-created by me and my brother Andy Sturmer, who also composes our music. If you like the show, you can really help us out by sharing an episode with a friend and leaving a review. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Haiku Hotline. Thanks for listening and see you next week.
This podcast is made possible by the voters of Minnesota through a grant from the Minnesota State Arts Board, thanks to a legislative appropriation from the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.